Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, let's say what's happening to Alessandro Barbosa. How are you, sir?
I'm good, and you, Ari?
Fantastic. Okay, I want to get into it. The only thing people were speaking about this whole week was Pokemon Go. What is it about? Where, like, what's going on? Is Pikachu back? What was the issue with it? People were complaining. What's up?
Yeah, man. So Pokemon Go is a game that people have been waiting for ages. It was announced last year for Android and iOS. Basically, what it is a augmented reality Pokemon hunting game. So augmented reality means that it makes use of your position, it makes use of your camera, and it makes use of your smartphone to basically bring Pokemon into our kind of real world. So how the game works is that you load it up on your phone. It asks you if you can use your GPS and your location and all of that stuff. And then essentially what happens is the world around you turns into a Pokemon hunting ground. You can walk around your neighborhood. You can hunt for Pokemon at your nearest mall, stuff like that. And basically when a Pokemon gets near you, your camera lights up and you get this like really cool 3D render of a Pokemon, you know, kind of superimposed into your real world, and you can catch it. And you can add to your massive collection. You can go to cool landmarks. So landmarks kind of act as like shops, so you can buy more Pokeballs, you can buy supplies for your Pokemon. Certain areas around your world will act as Pokemon gyms, so if people kind of gather there, they can battle their Pokemon, they can trade their Pokemon, all sorts of like all the kind of stuff that you see working in the program, you know, in the anime series and working in games, you can kind of now do with Pokemon Go in the real world. It's really cool and interesting because it's kind of like a new age geocaching thing. It's bringing already a lot of people together. There's already some really cool stories where people say, you know, on the way to dinner, you know, they're walking to dinner, obviously overseas. You know, they ran into a lot of other people who were just hunting Pokemon on their way to dinner or on the way to the movies or something like that. And it's a really cool, like, social thing. People are kind of gathering in spaces already and trading Pokemon and battling their Pokemon. And, it's only been out for, I think, 2 or 3 days, and it's already becoming like a kind of cultural phenomenon. So it's not out officially on the iOS store here in South Africa. So if you've got an American account, you can hop over to their store and just pick it up. It's free, obviously. So, and it works perfectly fine here in South Africa. I've been using it on my iPhone as well. And if you're on Android, things are a little bit easier. I think it's actually hosted on the store directly. So there's really no issue with getting that. But yeah, it's a free app. It's really, I mean, if you're huge into Pokemon, it's really fun. I'm not a massive fan of Pokemon, and I'm having, you know, a little bit of fun with it. When I go out to lunch, I just open up the app and see if there's any Pokemon nearby and whatever. You know, it's cool. So I'm interested to see how it evolves from here and how people kind of integrate it into their real lives. And I think it's really cool so far.
It's obviously, I'm just looking at my American.
For the three days I've been messing with it.
Yeah, I'm looking at my American Apple App Store thing, whatever. Now, it's the number one thing in the free Apple Store. In it, 3 is Snapchat. In it, 4 Facebook Messenger. 5 Instagram. 6 Facebook. Twitter is in it like number 25.
Yeah, I actually, if I'm not mistaken, I read an article today that said it broke the record for the amount of time it took to get to number one after release. So, I mean, yeah, people really love their Pokemon, man.
Yeah, listen, dude, who doesn't love a good hangout with Pikachu? Pikachu's
exactly.
levels. I'm nervous, though, to try it because I know I'm going to fall down into that Pokemon trap again. Do I have time for this?
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. That's why I'm treating it more as like a social thing. Like, you know, it's almost like updating my Twitter. When I arrive at a place, I open up Twitter to see if, you know, anything's happened in the 10 or 15 minutes I've been driving, which, you know, this week has pretty much been the rule. And it's kind of now just the same with Pokemon. Like, I open it up. Is there anything nearby? No. Oh, there's a Pokemon a block away. I'm far too friggin' lazy to walk that far. So, you know, close the app.
That's it. All right, shifting gears. Pokemon Go, huge success. Let's talk about Microsoft and what's happening from them this week in terms of gaming.
Yeah, so Microsoft at E3 did something not too strange. They announced a new program that they called Play Anywhere. So essentially what it means is that all the games that they had at the Xbox conference that were exclusive to them would not be exclusive to Xbox One, but instead exclusive to Xbox One and PC. So all of their exclusive titles like Gears of War and Recall and Halo and Forza Motorsport, they'd be launched simultaneously on PC and Xbox One. And if you bought a copy on one platform, you'd automatically get the copy on the other. A lot of people thought this meant that this would be the case for all of their franchises going forward, which meant that massive franchises that haven't been on PC for a long time, like Gears of War and like Halo, would automatically be seeing their sequels on PC. This week, Microsoft clarified that a little bit and said it was certainly the case for everything they showed at E3 this year, because I really think they wanted to punt this idea home, but it's not necessarily 100% set in stone for all of their other franchises going forward. So it's probably safe to assume that most of them will end up simultaneously launching between the two, but I don't think it means that, you know, when we get a new Halo, it will definitely be a PC game. It's going to have to be something that Microsoft communicates and something that they decide on at the time. So I think they just wanted to clarify that, because a lot of people were getting excited about games that they were never getting the chance to play on PC suddenly, you know, appearing in the near future. And they kind of needed to get that out there before, you know, they talk about a brand new game and then suddenly it's not coming to PC. And then suddenly people are like, oh, well, but you had this amazing, cool program and it's not working out. So yeah, they just clarified that this week.
Hmm. All right, and then let's wrap it up with the fact that it is going to be in 1 month and 1 day from now, August the 9th, and that's a big deal because
No Man's Sky is finally coming out. I cannot tell you what a relief it is to see this team called Hello Games, based in the UK, hold up this disc and finally say, we're done, No Man's Sky is finished, it's ready, it's coming. Because this game was revealed all the way back in December of 2013. It was revealed ages ago, and I distinctly remember sitting watching the Video Game Awards then, and it was this massive surprise announcement of the night. And from that day, everyone has been talking about No Man's Sky, this procedurally generated space explorer that has people, you know, kind of bewildered as to how it works and what they're going to be able to do in this massive universe. And you know, we've spoken about it at length. So yesterday, the game's lead designer, Sean Murray, he basically tweeted out a photo with his entire team and said that the game has gone gold, which means that from their side, everything's finished. They can now send off the master copy to distributors to get printed on discs. And basically everything is set for its release on August 9th on PC and PS4. This comes after it was supposed to be released on June 21st, I think it was. But just a few weeks before that release date, it was delayed because they wanted to add a little bit of extra polish. So no more delay is going to happen. It's definitely coming on August 9th now. It's not coming to Xbox, in case you're still wondering about that. There's been zero word about that, and I really don't think Sony's going to let up on that. But if you're on PC, it's out on PC, it's out on PS4, and it looks very, very interesting, to say the least. I'm very excited to see how reviewers kind of tackle it, because it's a different type of game. I think it's a very hard game to kind of judge. But I have a feeling it's going to be one of this year's standout titles.
Listen, it's going to be a big day, August the 9th, as No Man's Sky is finally out. Alessandro, thank you for all the latest gaming news. That there is the Game Zone. It's at Caption Barbosa if you want to keep up with this guy all day. Dude, have a great weekend.
You too, Ari. I'll chat to you next week.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.